about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently a woman's breast implant explodes while she's sitting on the ground on her tummy and chest, I guess, playing with her iPhone for 4 hours. Not sure why the breast implant exploded, why she was on her iPhone for 4 hours, how you could even be in that position for 4 hours. My elbows, my shoulders, my knees would hurt. Then antibiotics may not be needed for kids' sinus infections, according to the latest guidelines. What conditions should antibiotics be started on? When should antibiotics be started immediately? And when are we over-prescribing antibiotics? Next, some of you are walking around with liver issues, fatty liver disease, elevated liver enzymes. A new study says those people with liver disease may actually have an increased risk of heart attack. We need to talk about that. So I know. Look, we'll try to make it positive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This segment of the show is being sponsored by Squatty Potty. Many of us, we sit on a toilet seat. Our bodies weren't designed to sit on a toilet seat. We were designed to squat when we poop. Squatty Potty allows you to do that. So go to SquattyPottyStore.com or SquattyPotty.com or go to my website to find the link and check out your Squatty Potty. It's inexpensive. It's very easy to, you know, set up next to the toilet, and you're able to poop. All right, I have not pooped yet today. You can tell I sound kind of constipated. I didn't use the squat. I didn't have time today, so I'll try to figure out one of my breaks to make that happen, and then I'll keep you guys posted. All right, well, you guys want some good news before I go into today's show. Let's talk about luggage that may have a GPS tracker built in. All right, this to me makes a heck of a lot of sense. All right, apparently they say aircraft maker Airbus has helped develop, you know how you'll take an Airbus, you know, from one city to another, has helped develop technology that they said could eliminate the problem of missing luggage. A GPS tracker on the luggage. Okay, 4 pieces of luggage they say will be lost on an average flight. 4 pieces of luggage lost per flight? Are you kidding me? They say passengers are most likely to lose a bag when changing flights, especially if the connection time is short. I like to sit there and watch the guys and gals, you know, loading the luggage, and I like to see which one is mine. Mine always has clothes and stuff hanging out, right? So you'll see some lace or a bra, you know, and I like, you know, like, what the hell is this? Right? And, you know, I know one of my kids are like, why don't we have, like, one of these Halloween masks with the fingers stick out, you know, like one of those bloody fingers. I'm like, that's not funny. Stop it. That's kind of heavy. I mean, they still have to do everything manually. Yeah, they drive the little trucks and then they move the truck, etc. But they still have to pick up the luggage and throw it. And I know there's a 50-pound limit on some airlines, a 40-pound limit. I see a lot of those patients. I see a lot of those people as patients with their back issues. And I mean, I'm like, no lifting. I'm like, well, how am I not supposed to lift? My job is baggage handler. And I'm like, oh, you're screwed. I mean, because that's heavy, right? And then you have some people that where it doesn't get weighed. You know, they throw some Pepsis in there so then they don't have to go to a hotel room and purchase the $1.50 Pepsi in the cola machine. Yeah, I've done that too. You know what I've done? I've packed water bottles. Because I'm sick and tired of spending $1.50 to $2 for a bottle of water. So I'll buy a whole bunch of Costco, and then I'll load up my suitcase with the water. And, no, I won't pay extra for the suitcase. It's like if I think I'm under the 50, I'll throw water bottles there. I hate to do that because I don't want to, you know, hurt, you know, the baggage handlers. But if they're expected a 50-pound weight limit, I will load up my bag to the 50 pounds. And I'll bring water, I'll bring snacks, hairspray, whatever. Oh, hairspray. Do you guys ever notice that? The hairspray will spray all over the bag when you're going westbound. but it doesn't happen going eastbound. Some of you physics junkies could probably explain that one. Every time I pack hairspray, my husband moans. And, you know, because I live in Vegas, so I live in the West. We usually go to New York, Florida, wherever we have to go, wherever I have to travel to for a meeting. So you travel west. If I have to travel, or travel east, if I have to travel west, I can take my car. So I travel east, and I open up the suitcase and go, you see, honey, the hairspray didn't spray all over the place. He's like, we come back, the whole luggage is soaked and sticky in hairspray, and he is ticked. Why is that? It's got to be some sort of a pressure difference that happens westbound or eastbound. I don't really remember, you know, my meteorology back from college, but I do that. Now, mind you, I got two dogs and three cats. Our clothes are usually sticky and wet, you know, but I'd rather it smell of some Tresemme or Aquanet than anything else. Okay, so anyway, back to this GPS. They say one of the major reasons, for luggage, I know I need a water, it's all packed up in my suitcase. One of the reasons for luggage being lost is, I guess, the paper tags carrying the barcode are ripped off as cases, I guess, are shunted across the conveyor belts. I always wondered if those big sticky things would stay on there. And so I guess this prototype technology is called Bag2Go, and it embeds a satellite tracker and a barcode on the suitcase. Using a smartphone, a passenger sends details of their flight to the airline, which in turn sends back a barcode. Oh, I wonder if Snowden's going to have something like this. Now, I know. We all know he's in Moscow, and I don't think Putin's sending him back, so we don't need the barcode on his suitcase. But anyway, it in turn sends back a barcode, which is shown on the display unit of the case. Each barcode is unique, just like a fingerprint. Why don't they just use fingerprints later than barcodes? Once on a plane, the passenger can use a smartphone app to check that their bag is in the hold area and alert flight crew if it's not there. Yeah, that's if the flight crew allows you to look at your smartphone. So, you know what? I'm sick of losing luggage. I think it's great. That's why I pack all my underwear and stuff on my carry-on, because I don't want to be someplace and then have to try to find underwear. Yes, Dr. Dahlia wears underwear. Unlike what people think. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This segment is being sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. It is never too early to be prepared. Freeze Dry Guy tastes great. They got great June and July specials. Go to my website to click on their link or go to freezedryguy.com. Phenomenal food, lasts forever and forever, and it's yummy tasting stuff. So don't go, make sure you check that out. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Okay. We need to talk about the antibiotics and why some of you are getting antibiotics, some of you are being refused antibiotics, and this latest study on antibiotics. Okay, so a study has come out saying most kids' sinusitis doesn't need antibiotics. They say doctors don't have to prescribe automatically an antibiotic to treat children for acute sinus infections. They could do a watch-and-wait approach. Previous guidelines back in 2001 recommended antibiotic therapy for all children diagnosed with acute bacterial sinusitis. Now, acute bacterial sinusitis, whether you're a kid or an adult, really blows. I mean, it hurts. It feels like the worst tooth infection you've ever had, or it feels like you got a knife stuck in your face. Have any of you guys had a sinus infection? It blows. Now, they define a sinus infection that lasts more than 10 days. They say now doctors can observe kids for up to an additional 3 day past that 10-day period to see if their symptoms will ease without antibiotic treatment. So they're now saying for kids, okay, and this scares me a little bit, all right? They say the doctor can wait almost 2 weeks before deciding to give the antibiotic. Now, what is the big dilemma with having a sinus infection that doesn't get knocked out, whether it's a kid or an adult? Well, when you have a sinus infection, the big worry that we were trained was the infection could eat through, the infection could spread. You could have a sinus infection that could go up and up some of the cavities and get to the brain, etc., and cause sleep apnea, difficulty to breathe with the pain, the high fever. Now, I have never seen a sepsis. I've never seen an encephalitis or a meningitis or any sort of sequelae such as that from a sinus infection. But then again, the reason why I haven't seen that is because we've treated them with antibiotics. You know, when I did my head and neck surgery rotation at UCLA, they did not mess around with sinus infections. Oh, no way. And I trained at UCLA in the late mid-90s. It was in the mid-90s. You just didn't dink around with it. Now, are they right? Okay? You know, if you have a runny nose, if you have a persistent cough, if you have a headache, if you have a fever, okay, does that mean you need to be on an antibiotic right away? No, it doesn't. You don't have to be on an antibiotic right away. Some sinusitises are viral, okay? Some bacterial infections get beat by the person, okay? They beat it. And so, no, everybody doesn't need to be on antibiotics. The only problem is who is going to now take that chance with their kid? Who's going to volunteer to be down for the count for 2 weeks to prove that this is right? Now, I know there have been studies, and they did prove that this could happen, okay? Nobody wants to miss 1 day of work. Who's going to want to be down for the count for 2 full weeks before finally getting the antibiotic and then starting the antibiotic and a few days later slowly starting to feel better, you know, assuming that infection is just going to sit and fester and not abscess? Now, one doctor that trained me, one ENT, it stands out in my memory, where he said it's not acute sinusitis unless pus is dripping out of the nose. And he tried to tell us that because he was one of the, you know, front runners saying don't always treat with antibiotics. It's not an acute sinusitis, and they may not need antibiotics unless you see pus. But again, I've never seen somebody with pus dripping out of their nose because we usually hit it and nip it in the bud. So, the question is will we all group together for the greater good of society and not get our antibiotic and sit tight for 2 weeks so we stop over-prescribing of antibiotics and drug resistance? I don't think many of you or any of us are willing to do it. I also don't think many doctors are going to be willing to do it while we still don't have any protections malpractice-wise. You know, people argue with me, Dr. Dahlia, you complain about malpractice lawsuits and these, you know, cases and these guidelines, but if there's a guideline, you're supposed to be protected from a lawsuit. No. There is no protection from a lawsuit out there. Nothing. No. If I don't give you an antibiotic because of this one study and you turn septic, I mean, not only could you be dead, but I could too, liability wise. So how many doctors are going to let somebody go for two full weeks. Yeah, well, you know what? By 4th of July, if you're not better or past 4th of July or, you know what, let's wait till Halloween. Let's say it's in October. I don't think many people are going to put up with that. They're going to go somewhere else to get the antibiotic. They're going to say they're worse. Now, when should you treat with an antibiotic? Now, many of you say, look, if the fever doesn't go away after a few days, well, that's because a lot of doctors have taken that on. If the fever does not go away after a few days, many doctors will kick in the antibiotic. Now, why is that? Well, doctors are trained to try to figure out if you have virus or bacterial. And we would love to swab everybody and culture everybody so we know. But the problem is some of these cultures won't come back for a few days, and they're also expensive. So we're having many people treat sore throats and sinus infections without actually trying to culture anything. And it's because cultures cost more money than the antibiotics sometimes. So, and the patient doesn't want to wait 3 days. You know, if you've ever worked in a lab, like a microbiology lab, it takes a good 3 days to start seeing the colonies to the point where you could diagnose. Now, when I worked, when I trained at UCLA, they had us at a STD clinic. No, I was there as a doctor, as a student. But at the STD, there was an STD clinic in LA, and we would take the sample from the urethra. We would run over, gram stain it in the lab, look at it to see the gonococcus or the cocci that would tell us if there was gonorrhea. And it was very easy to do. Took about 10 minutes, got back to the patient, and then gave an antibiotic. That's how we did it. People don't do that anymore. Doctors don't like to gram stain because their hands get all purple from the dye. But I got to hand it to that clinic. You know, anybody that had those cocci, they got the antibiotic. Those who didn't, we said, you're good, go leave. And you know, maybe we have to go back to actually culturing. I mean, if patients are going to now have to sit around and wait 2 weeks anyway to get the antibiotic, that gives us plenty of time to culture. It's just, I don't know if we're going to get the whole country on board with this. Now, when we doctors were trained to determine virus versus bacterial, many viruses last 7 to 10 days. You're going to have fever for the first few days, but the fever will start to go, and then you'll have other symptoms. So by 3, 4, 5, 6 days, if you're still feverish, the doctor doesn't screw around or the medical provider, and boom, they give you the antibiotic. But if they're saying, no, you know, acute sinusitis, let's wait 13 full days, and you're having a fever all that time, it's going to kind of upset what our notion is on when to get the antibiotic and when not to. Now, I've tested this on my family, and I've tested this with me, where I go, it's viral, and it festers, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. And I did this with the sinus infection. I let my sinus infection go 5 days because I didn't want to take any antibiotics, and I wanted to try to, you know, prevent antibiotic resistance and do my part. It got so bad that I needed to go on steroids to knock it out. So I, you know, how are we going to play this out? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Garrett writes, Doc, call me a prepper, but I have a stockpile of antibiotics. My HMO gives me nurses who won't prescribe any antibiotics no matter how hard you plead, so I go down to Mexico, oh no, and buy mine. Are they safe? Should I pretend to have a condition and see a doctor so I could get American drugs in my vault? Oh boy, I hope it's not getting to that point. All right, in the previous segment we were talking about antibiotics and how some of the latest guidelines for kids are recommending to maybe wait 13 days. That most sinusitises don't need to be hit with antibiotics right away. Wait, you know, you could wait past the original 10-day recommendation to 13 days and then decide if an antibiotic is needed. So we discussed what acute sinusitis is, long-term complications versus viral sinusitis. But I could see why there's a concern. Are we, as healthcare turns, going to not be able to get antibiotics? I know a lot of you stockpile. I know it. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. To get to Mexico, Tijuana, or to go down through Arizona, maybe Nogales. There's a variety of border cities people go to get their antibiotics. People in Las Vegas that take the I-15 down through San Diego, and then they take it down to the Mexico border. They make trips to Mexico. You know, in fact, my grandfather used to go to Mexico for gold treatments for his gout. His gout was so painful. He lived in Phoenix at the time. He'd go down to Nogales, and there was a healer back in the 1950s or 60s that would be giving gold shots, and he swore it would help his gout. And so he used to do that. So I know a lot of people go down to Mexico to get their medications. As American doctors can't really comment on the safety of those medications because we don't know who screens them. All right, we don't know. I have seen the boxes. I could speak Spanish, so I think you could get Zithromax down there, et cetera. I haven't been to Mexico for a long time. I think the last time I wanted to go to a pharmacy to see what everybody was even talking about, what they're able to get down there, and they had boxes of Zithromax. I think azithromycin, I forget what they called it at the time. And so I know people stock up. I haven't had, believe it or not, any patients say they've had an issue with those medications. All right. But that's not to say that, I know of every case. I don't. So, I'm not supposed to recommend going to a foreign country to get your antibiotics. But, I mean, are we going to be in a situation where you're going to be denied antibiotics as healthcare changes? All right. I think it's going to be much harder to get antibiotics later. Absolutely. Whether you agree with why or not, we still can make that statement that it's going to be a heck of a lot harder to get any of your drugs. Okay, I mean, I'm not even going to talk about the access in terms of Obamacare, doctors leaving, nurse practitioners and PAs needing to take on more primary care roles in clinics, become autonomous, etc. There's going to be, the access and Medicaid and having insurance, that's one thing. So absolutely, there's going to be an issue. Well, it's going to take a heck of a longer to get in with your medical provider, hands down. But in terms of the guidelines, okay, you're going to have doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs who will buck the guidelines, and you'll have those that will go with the flow. The ones that are going to go with the flow are going to survive healthcare reform and Obamacare. The ones that buck it and complain and yell and scream are probably going to go concierge. And that's how I see our healthcare system. And by concierge, you may have to pay anywhere from cash to see that doctor to a few thousand dollars a year for unlimited access to the doctor. All right. But those are the ones who are going to want to buck the system, which is kind of scary for me because I really don't want to move towards that. I want to take care of my patients. I want them to be able to use the insurance they're paying their hard-earned dollars for. But I will not be told by a non-medical professional how to take care of my patients. I'm the one that went to medical school. I'm the one that has years of experience. I'm the one that taps in on all my resources. I'm the one that's well-read. I'm the one that's doing this every day and not making laws and going to meetings like other people are. All I do is medicine. Even on the radio, it's medicine. And I have no problem using my instinct, using my patient's instinct, and using any sort of tools I need to figure out what's going on with my patient. And I'll be gosh darned if I allow some bureaucratic legislator to tell me, you're not going to treat with antibiotics till we say so. And I don't know how much longer I'll be able to last doing my practice the way I am. I may just have to do some sort of consult setting or cash or go back to waiting tables and bartending. I don't know. But I didn't go through all this training and spend all this money to do something wrong. I took an oath. I took the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. I didn't take an oath to listen to some liberal. So I apologize, to any of my patients who are getting caught in the crossfire. But if I think something's going to go wrong, it is my duty to do something and not go by some guideline. Now, mind you, we do have a huge problem with antibiotic overprescribing, a big problem. And I do not like to prescribe antibiotics if I don't think you need it. And I've gotten into screaming matches with patients saying no. When Tamiflu was in short supply, patients were coming in to try to hoard Tamiflu. And they wanted me to write Tamiflu when they were well. And I said, no, I can't do it. Okay, the pharmacies only have X amount. I want to save it for the kids or for the people who need it. And I have no problem standing up to my patients. And I definitely don't have a problem standing up to some bureaucrats and legislators trying to tell us how to practice medicine. But does that mean you all need to start hoarding antibiotics? No. You know, remember, there's still shelf lives, there's still half lives, there's still expiration dates. And, I don't want anybody to hoard, precious antibiotics that may be not as readily available later. So, no, I have to still think of the greater good. If one of you are telling me you are a prepper and you're, putting antibiotics next to your freeze-dried guy in a vault, I'll tell you I understand why you're doing it, but I can't encourage it and I can't tell you to do it. Okay, antibiotics are a tool. And if you take an antibiotic incorrectly, bad things could happen. Yesterday we were talking about how the Supreme Court said generic companies, again, can't be sued. You have to leave generic companies alone. And we talked about why that has to happen, because otherwise generic companies can't offer you the medications that cheap. They're not the ones that do the research studies and the safety trials. So once a medication loses its patent and goes generic, if the generic companies have to take on the responsibility of the safety of the drugs, then they're not going to be able to charge $4 for that prescription. So, but there was a case where a woman took a generic medication and went into toxic epidermal necrolysis, TEN, lost most of her skin, and now is disfigured. So antibiotics have risks. Okay, antibiotics can, even though it wasn't an antibiotic in this case, it was an anti-inflammatory, antibiotics can cause TEN, can cause Stevens-Johnson syndrome. You could take an antibiotic, then become resistant to it, and then that antibiotic doesn't work anymore. We still need guidance with these antibiotics, which is why I don't want you to hoard and stock up and take it as you need it. But mind you, I understand your plight. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they say taking medications containing caffeine has been now found to have a double or tripled risk of having hemorrhagic stroke. Lord have mercy! This was a new Korean study. Now, this could contradict some of the studies that have said coffee and tea are protective. Now, I could totally see why one is an issue and one isn't, and I'll explain it. Okay, caffeine is what we call a vasoconstrictor. So, caffeine causes your blood vessels to tighten up. Any sort of speed, adrenaline, epinephrine, crack, cocaine, caffeine will cause blood vessels to constrict. That's how it acts on the smooth muscle wall. Increases contractility. Whereas there's other medicines out there that dilate and relax things like nitroglycerin, hydralazine, etc. So if I want to get blood flow to your heart, Let's say you're having a heart attack, God forbid, and I, you know, and when I was an ER doctor, I would give some nitroglycerin because the nitroglycerin would hopefully relax some of those blood vessels so that if you are, your epinephrine is being stimulated because you're in the middle of having a heart attack, hopefully I could get some of those blood vessels to relax a little bit and get blood flow to where it needs to. Okay, caffeine is the opposite. Caffeine, for example, if caffeine is in medications, causes vasoconstriction. Now, if somebody is vasoconstricting, or let's say stepping on a garden hose, what could happen? Pressure buildup. And if you have pressure buildup, what could also happen? Bursting. So the researchers in Korea looked at 940 adult patients who had suffered a hemorrhagic stroke where a blood vessel in the brain burst and then, of course, bled. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. They then compared those patients to a group of similar people who had not suffered a stroke but had been hospitalized, and then to a third group who didn't have a stroke or was hospitalized. They're probably just kind of, you know, running around Walmart or Target or whatever, you know, listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. They found, overall, I dropped my headphones. They found that, I don't know why I need headphones. Honestly, I'm the one doing the talking. They found that overall, those who had taken a medication containing caffeine were 2.5 times more likely to suffer a stroke. 5% of people who had the strokes had taken a caffeine medication compared to 2.3% of the non-stroke groups. But when the researchers factored in coffee consumption, according to the study, the participants who took caffeine-containing medications but didn't drink the coffee on a daily basis were 3 times more likely to have strokes than people not taking the medications. Those who drank coffee, fine. Those who drank coffee had no greater risk of stroke. So why is that? Okay, they say folks that drank 3 cups of coffee per day didn't have a higher risk of hemorrhagic stroke, but those who took caffeine-containing medications did. Why is that? Because the study's wrong. I don't know. I think what we put in a pill is... And I'm sorry if this is earth-shattering news to some of you. I think what we put in a pill is not the same as what we get naturally. So if there's natural caffeine in coffee, I'm going to venture to say it's a little different than caffeine that's put in medication. So some of you are like, well, what medications have caffeine? Well, and you really don't have to use that tone with me. The type of pills that have caffeine are like your Furoset with codeine. There's certain medications that we use for migraines that have caffeine. Remember we talked about migraines yesterday? I think it was in the 3rd hour of the show. Honestly, if you don't remember, we got to start doing some mini mental status exams on you. Remind me, we're going to have to do some dementia screening if you guys aren't, you know, remembering what we talked about. I don't care if you don't listen to the hour. You know you're supposed to. The show's on for 3 hours, all right? I know many of you guys listen to it at work. You're sitting there at work at your desk listening to my show, and I love it. I think that's great. And trust me, I'm not going to tell the boss. I won't. I won't. Your secret's safe with me. Yeah. Where was I? We're talking about caffeine and migraine. Yeah, so we're talking about migraine medications. Maybe I need to take that mini mental status exam. And how caffeine vasoconstricts, so they find that caffeine seems to help some of the migraines. But coffee and tea, soda pop and pee don't help migraines. So there is something different to the caffeine in these medications. Okay, which then, if I could extrapolate to some of you young folk out there, something could be then pretty concerning about the caffeinated drinks that you drink. Okay, I am not a fan of caffeinated drinks. Lord knows I need one of them at about 2:30 in the afternoon, but I don't want to get a stroke. I don't want to go into atrial fibrillation because I don't know how that caffeine will mix with me. I'm already a pretty hyper-adrenalated type of person. Now, in Korea, cold remedies that have phenylpropanolamine are, I believe, still on the market. Yet we in America removed phenylpropanolamine, which was in decongestants, because we found it linked to increased stroke. Okay? Many cold remedies also had ephedrine. remember? And ephedra would also raise blood pressure and risk stroke. So, you know, just remember, before you pop a pill, make sure your blood vessels don't pop. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another recommendation that all baby boomers get, hepatitis C screening. All right, adults born between 1945 and 1965 should be screened at least once for hepatitis C. This is coming from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, and I actually agree with this one. I always have. Many of you had some fling, right? Or you got a tattoo. And by the way, I love the World War II tattoos. I got to tell you, those are some damn patriotic-looking suckers. I mean, I love the tattoo, you know, some of the artwork we see now. It's art. I'm a big tattoo fan in terms of seeing my patients' ink. But you just don't see tattoos, you know, with the USO girls and the American flag and the bald eagle like you used to. You know, if you're ever in my office, right, stopping by to say hi, and you're a World War II vet, as long as you keep your pants on, I would love to see your tat from World War II. I find those phenomenal. But anyway, many people could have possibly received hepatitis C from their tattoos, from their lovey-dovey days, and it can live with you and just fester in your liver, and you have no idea until you get liver cancer. So my suggestion is when you go and get a blood test, I don't care about Obamacare, when you go and get a blood test done, have them throw on the hepatitis C test. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a 31-year-old woman that now has a heart condition because she drank only soda for 16 years, which is about half of her life. No family history of heart disease or hormone problems, but she just didn't like water. She only wanted to drink soda. She would drink 2 quarts of cola a day. Her potassium levels got all screwed up. Electrical activity was abnormal. Once she started to stay away from soda, miraculously everything improved. We don't know if she has any long-term damage to her heart, but keep in mind, soda is not good for you. We understand there are drinks out there, and sometimes you just need a little something to settle the stomach, or you need something to mix in with your rum. But as a doctor, I need to tell you there's really no nutritional value. The only time I ever recommend a little bit of Coca-Cola is if your child vomits all over the place, you want to go back to bed, give them a little bit of Coca-Cola syrup. That's kind of been decarbonated in the fridge, settled the tummy, so you can go back to bed and the kid stops throwing up. And then the dog licks up the vomit. It's a huge mess. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.